So three main events which will give one perhaps some idea of the way in which, or the directions in which, you know, the FWO is expanding and progressing. And the first of these is the establishment of the women's retreat centre in Shropshire. There was quite a bit of discussion, I think quite a prolonged discussion, as to what this women's country retreat centre should be called. But the name with which the order members concerned eventually came up was Tara Loka. And of course, when it was announced, everybody felt, well, it was really appropriate. Because what does Tara mean? I mean, Tara is the great, I was going to say female bodhisattva, but bodhisattvas are really neither male nor female. But Tara is a bodhisattva appearing, let us say, in female form. This is to put it correctly. And the word or the name Tara means she who ferries across. Ferries across the ocean of birth, old age, disease, and death. So in the Buddhist East, especially in China and Japan and Tibet, all sorts of very positive, very beautiful associations have gathered around the name and the figure of the Bodhisattva Tara. Tara also means, incidentally, star. And of course you guide yourself by the stars. Tara, the spiritual ideal represented by Tara, guides you, inspires you, ferries you across. Even in a sense, saves you. So Tara Loka is the world of Tara. I mentioned Loka earlier on when I spoke of the three lokas. So Tara Loka is the world or the abode or the plane or the dimension inhabited by, reigned over by, inspired by the Bodhisattva Tara. So the women order members and mitras and friends who have been working and who are working to establish Tara Loka as a women's retreat center are trying to create a sort of world or abode of Tara, where the Tara principle reigns as supreme. And I'm sure that when they've succeeded in doing that, Tara Loka will exercise an enormous influence, not only on the women who are involved with the FWO, but on the movement as a whole, and throughout the movement as a whole. So the establishment of Tara Loka, I feel, is one of the three main events of the last year. I also hope that the establishment of Tara Loka will help speed up the process of ordination for women. In the movement. When one is ordained, one of course goes for refuge. That is an individual act. You must want to go for refuge. Is what you want to do. This is what we emphasize very much. But obviously you are greatly helped if there are facilities like meditation classes, study groups, and country retreat centers. If you have recourse to facilities of this sort, they can greatly help you in your progress to enlightenment, in your committing of yourself to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. You're becoming ready for ordination. So I really do hope that as soon as the Women's Country Retreat Centre, Tara Loka, is fully established, we shall see many more women preparing themselves for ordination, perhaps more quickly than has usually been the case in the past. While I'm on the subject, I don't often speak about the women in the movement as distinct from the men, or the men as distinct from the women, but while I am on the subject of the women in the movement, and of course this is, some people might say, a rather controversial sort of topic, but let Bhante walk in where angels fear to tread. I think conditions and facilities for women in the FWO are particularly good as compared with at least some other Buddhist groups. I have the feeling that in some other Buddhist groups belonging to this or that traditional form of Buddhism, the women are rather under the shadow of the men. The nuns very much under the shadow of the monks and so on. In some Buddhist groups, the nuns can't really do anything without the permission of the monks. So there's nothing like that in the FWPO. Whether women happen to be friends or mitras or order members, they are at least as independent as the men are. They no more need the permission of men friends or men mitras or men order members than the men friends, men mitras and men order members need the permission of their corresponding feminine counterparts. I hope that is quite clear. So I really think, and I've given quite a bit of thought to this, that in the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, and especially in the Western Buddhist Order itself, women probably have far more or far better facilities for personal individual growth and development in the direction of enlightenment than probably any other Buddhist group in the West. And I think it would be well if we were more mindful of this, and not only more mindful of it, but perhaps spread the word around a little bit more than sometimes perhaps people do. Anyway, what I really wanted to say was that I hope that now Tara Loka has been established, there will be in Tara Loka a facility which will enable women in the movement to prepare themselves more quickly for ordination than has been the case in the past. Not that I want to hurry anybody, but sometimes increased or improved facilities can help very much. I particularly want to see chapters of the women's wing of the movement in places like Brighton and Manchester and Glasgow, where we don't at the moment have them, and where therefore a certain imbalance exists in the order itself and in the movement. So perhaps when this anniversary comes round next year, we may have a rather different story to tell. So that was the first of the three main events, I feel, of this last year, the establishment of Tara Loka.